In the headlines, at least 20 people injured after a collision between a minibus and a service utility vehicle at Foursquare in St. Philip this morning. Classes resume at Hillaby Turner's Hall in St. Thomas following the removal of a dead animal. Minister of Housing, Lands and Maintenance Dwight Sutherland lead proceedings in the House of Assembly seeking approval for the vesting of lands at Coverley Christchurch. Minister of Educational Transformation Chad Blackman opens a new computer laboratory at the Princess Margaret School following a protest over conditions last week. And in Austria, 10 people are dead following a shooting at a secondary school. The suspect commits suicide before police intervention. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details coming up. At least 20 people sustained minor injuries following a collision between a minibus and a service utility vehicle that triggered a mass casualty response at Foursquare St. Philip earlier this morning. Emergency services responded swiftly with 3 ambulances, 2 fire tenders, the Barbados Defence Force, and the Roving Emergency Team, all dispatched to the scene. 4 people were taken to the Accident and Emergency Department of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital and 4 to the Winston Scott Polyclinic. 12 were treated at the scene, while others opted for private medical care. Minibus conductor Roger Greenwich told Starcom Network News that the impact was indeed sudden.
We like, but stop. We just hear blind, but at least we didn't know. It wasn't no serious thing that everybody get hurt or anything like that. Yeah. So thank God for that.
What were you doing, man?
He got shoulder hurt and he going to get seeking medical attention already.
That's minibus conductor Roger Greenwich. Classes are scheduled to resume around 12:45 p.m. at Hillaby's Turner Hall, St. Thomas, following the removal of a dead animal from the school compound shortly after noon. The entire staff and student complement had been kept on the outside for over 3 hours. The Sanitation Service Authority arrived on site to remove the carcass and restore safe conditions for re-entry. Students, teachers, and staff have been barred from entering the premises since morning drop-off. Frustrated teachers voiced concern over the disruption, noting the setback to end-of-term examinations and the challenge of managing students outdoors for a lengthy period. However, one teacher who requested anonymity told Starcom Network News moments ago that the matter had finally been resolved and they have taken lunch before classes should resume in about 20 minutes or so. Minister of Educational Transformation Chad Blackman today opened a brand new computer laboratory at the Princess Margaret Secondary School. It comes a week after teachers expressed frustration over what they termed problems with students and affecting the curriculum. However, Minister Blackman says this new laboratory is state-of-the-art and should improve some conditions at the school.
Our education must now be one that is transformative and driven by innovation to take Barbados forward to the next level, as cliched as that term has become. And this is important because while the world that we live in today is constantly changing, and changing at a very rapid pace, and our education system, therefore, has to be undergirded by innovations that will drive development in our young people and in our schools, helping our children, first of all, to be literate and to be numerate. And once you can master those things, you can then build upon to become innovative, competitive as well. This school, the Princess Margaret School, has a strong history and a strong legacy in a number of areas. And it is, to my mind, a testament to the board and the partners who've made this possible, that this initiative therefore will help our children to be on the cutting edge of mathematics.
That's the Minister of Educational Transformation, Chad Blackman. Women's empowerment brand, Edgy, has collaborated with Sagicor Bank and the National Blood Collection Center to encourage more Barbadians to donate blood. This initiative is part of a greater effort to ensure that people understand the importance of giving blood, as the country will join the rest of the world in recognizing World Blood Donor Day on June the 14th. Speaking at the collection center this morning, founder of Edgy Women, Gina Cummins, spoke to the significance of the initiative.
When we thought about how can we look for an area that is underserved, that we can pour our efforts into, giving blood was one of the natural opportunities to do so. And so we reached out to the Blood Collection Center. This will be our third year now. We also felt like, how can we make this bigger in terms of more people understanding the importance of it? And so we reached out to Sagicor Bank and Sagicor, who have come on board again this year to raise awareness about the importance of giving blood. Giving blood is such an important and noble act, and everyone can use this as an opportunity to give back.
Founder of women's empowerment brand Edgy Women, Gina Cummins, in the lunchtime edition. Minister of Housing, Lands and Maintenance Dwight Sutherland led proceedings in the House of Assembly today seeking approval for the vesting of lands at Coverley Christ Church. Minister Sutherland is proposing the transfer of 18,245.6 square meters of land to the National Housing Corporation. The purpose of this acquisition is twofold: to facilitate the development of 33 residential housing lots and to allocate a designated area for the establishment of a hospice and palliative care facility for the terminally ill. The minister emphasized the urgent need for both initiatives, arguing that they are critical to addressing pressing housing needs and improving the end-of-life care services in Barbados.
Palliative care can benefit people of any age and at any stage of a serious illness. And indeed, palliative care is not only associated with cancer patients, persons who suffer from kidney diseases. And this program that will be instituted at Coverley, at this palliative care institution, is aimed to ease pain and help with other problems of illness, those illnesses that might not be considered life-threatening. And I mentioned some kidney diseases, persons with NCDs and chronic NCDs. It also helps people live with the symptoms of long-running causes, such as HIV and AIDS.
That's the Minister of Housing, Lands and Maintenance, Dwight Sutherland. 10 people have died following a shooting at a secondary school in the Austrian city of Graz. 6 females and 3 males are among the dead, the interior minister says, plus the suspect who police believe killed himself in the school bathroom. The suspected gunman was a 21-year-old former pupil who did not finish school and who used 2 legal firearms, saying authorities. The shooting suspect also happened to be also at the high school from very early this morning. Chancellor Christine Stocker says the shooting was a national tragedy and announcing 3 days of mourning across the country. Our top stories. At least 20 people sustained minor injuries following a collision between a minibus and a service utility vehicle in St. Philip this morning. Classes resume at Hillaby Turners Hall in St. Thomas following the removal of a dead animal. Minister of Housing, Lands and Maintenance Dwight Sutherland led proceedings in the House of Assembly today seeking approval for the vesting of lands at Coverley Christ Church. Minister of Educational Transformation Chad Blackman opens a new computer laboratory at the Princess Margaret School following a protest over conditions last week. And in Austria, 10 people are dead following a shooting at a secondary school as a suspect commits suicide before police intervention. This has been the lunchtime edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.